Merck, murdering for money. The Hippocratic Oath, in part, says, if you can do no good, at least do no harm. There are thousands of people, men and women, mothers, fathers, wives, and husbands, grandparents, who have died in the past 4 years, who would be alive today if they hadn't taken the anti-arthritic drug Vioxx. Make that tens of thousands. Recently, Dr. David Graham, Associate Science Director for the FDA's Office of Drug Safety, estimated that between 26,000 and 56,000 patients may have died since 1999, when the Food and Drug Administration declared Vioxx safe for public use. In fact, more recent reports suggest that the numbers of the dead may be closer to over 130,000. Before declaring it safe, FDA researchers knew of serious health problems associated with Vioxx use. Recently released internal documents show Merck chemists knew in 1996 that Vioxx increased heart attacks and strokes. Indeed, a year before Vioxx's release, a Merck researcher gave the company scientific results showing the problem. The drug reduced the body's natural release of an anti-clotting agent, thus increasing the risk of potentially deadly blood clots. Indeed, the FDA's own medical officers found a study in 1999 showing that Vioxx use increased the likelihood of strokes or heart attacks 3 times more than patients taking a placebo or a pill with no medicine. Yet, with these facts in hand, Merck sought FDA approval to release the drug, and the FDA dutifully granted it. Indeed, in May 2000, when Merck's own studies confirmed the much higher heart attack risk over that of the safer anti-arthritic naproxen, Merck continued to peddle Vioxx. What did the FDA do? It requested Merck add a notice to the warning label. Some 18 months later, they came up with a wording for the label. Vioxx use would continue to cause heart attacks and strokes among thousands, tens of thousands, over 100,000 people for 3 years until Merck pulled the drug. Recently, Dr. Graham told the Senate Finance Committee that the U.S. public is virtually defenseless against deadly medicines. This is an amazing thing for an FDA official to state in the well of the Senate. According to Dr. Graham, there were 5 drugs still on the market that could cause serious complications. Bextra, a Vioxx-like painkiller. Crestor, for high cholesterol. Meridia, for obesity. Accutane, for acne, which some reports note may lead to suicide. And the anti-asthma drug, known as Serevant. These drugs, approved despite FDA warnings, are but a tip of the iceberg of a process that claims to serve the public health interests, but actually only serves profit. FDA warnings or recommendations mean next to nothing against the wealth, influence, and power of the big pharmaceutical companies. It is precisely the business interests that pushes Congress to speed up FDA reviews, and the FDA in turn follows political pressures. Who loses? The average consumer, who, dazzled by chemical commercials on TV, hounds their doctor for the latest miracle drug. When politicians bow down to the cash gods of big pharma, it's the health and safety of the people which pays the price. From the corporate right have come incessant calls for deregulation, and this is the logical, untenable result. Drugs marketed to save patients from the pain and discomfort of arthritis or rheumatic ailments have, in fact, for tens of thousands of people, become bringers of death or greater disability, like strokes. First, give no deadly drug was the core of the Hippocratic Oath. Under the present system, it should be changed to, first, get paid. Let the patient look out for herself. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.